Hi there, and welcome to Day Jobs. I'm Tom.
I'm Arielle.
And we are college kids talking about our day jobs. Fairly competent college kids, I might add.
I like to add that we're artsy college kids.
Yes.
We made the very wise choice to go into the safe business of acting.
With the gays. So we're supportive, is what I'm trying to say.
So I'm trying to say, we're on your side.
Sorry, I was just in the spirit because Chicago Gay Pride happened a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. It exploded.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to go because I was working. So to bring it back theme of the show, yeah, we were working. It was just past 4th of July.
Yeah, it's a Thursday today, so yeah. We've got one more day tomorrow, and we're four days deep into this week.
We are fucking deep
slinging into this boxes.
Slinging board, as I like to call it. Yeah, so we got
to
talk about.
What was I just about to tell you about that you stopped me?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
What was it about?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll come up.
Okay.
Did it happen today?
I think it happened today.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about a person. We're going to name him Jay.
Oh, I thought we could call him Neckbeard. That's what I call him.
Okay, so Jay, a.k.a. Neckbeard, or vice versa, he is a piece of work.
So, I'm going to tell you what happened. He came in four early, same time
First of all,
me.
No, we need to profile this guy. He's about 5'9". He has brown hair.
Dead eyes.
And an Amish kind of cut. And he had, you know, the kind of bowl cut, and he has a neck beard chin strap that goes from his sideburns and connects at the chin. So that's what the, and he's completely shaven everywhere else. And he wears orange shorts most of the time, and he has crazy tall socks. So that's the kind of guy we're dealing with here, okay? Kind of the guy who would go and buy white gym shoes and be like, yeah, these are stylish, and I'm going out today. Okay. That's the kind of... He's white gym shoes.
God. Well, we're doing our... We have to do these little warm-up exercises before we go out on the floor.
Stretch and flex.
So, yeah, it's called stretch and flex, and it's OSHA certified. This had to be certified by a doctor for people to lift boxes safely. And they're like, these are the stretches that will help you lift boxes safely.
There's a whole company making millions of dollars just being like, I don't know, bend your knees this way.
Yeah.
You got it.
And basically, I just do whatever I want, and people cut out early because it's dumb, and they want to get a good tugger so that they're not, they don't hate their lives for the next 4 hours.
Gotta get there early to get a good tugger.
Yeah. And
pay extra for that.
He is speaking in a group of about maybe, like, I want to say 7 to 8 people. And two of
I didn't know it was that many people.
Two of them are women, the rest are men. God. And my ears perked up. I was at the table over. I was not sitting at the same table as him. That would never happen. But on my end, just because I would never let that happen. But then my ears perked up when I heard him say, you know, people who just like to hear themselves talk all the time? Because when someone just describes themselves without realizing it, I kind of had to pay attention. And then he goes off to, like, women. That's how he followed. Women just want to hear themselves repeated back in a deeper tone when they're not talking to you. And then I think someone looked confused, and he repeated it. Yeah, even my mother. Women like to hear themselves repeated back in a deep tone. And I started shaking.
This is a person we work with, okay? Now, I'm surprised not a one of the 7 people hearing this garbage punched him in the face. Just fucking sack-tapped him real hard with the back of their hand, of their just knuckly, gnarled hand. Just, come on.
I just didn't say anything because I knew if I said anything or moved or breathed wrong, I was going to lose my job because I was going to tackle him to the ground.
Yeah.
And this rage fueled me for like 6 hours on the shift. My productivity went up 3 points because I was roid raging out.
Yeah, he's horrible. He's horrible. One day during, like, when I first met him, he rolls up, and I think out of nowhere, because I don't remember saying this, I don't remember saying anything to anyone on that first day, and he rolls up, and he's like, hey, so, you like Magic the Gathering? And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's fun, but I don't really play anymore. Hashtag
worst pickup lines.
Yeah, I think... I use that in the bars. Hey, baby!
Hey.
You like Magic the Gathering? Because I got some... I tapped two mana right here. I tap you. I'm going to go home.
I said...
I couldn't think of any more fucking Magic the Gathering pickup line puns.
That happened to me once at a bar. They came up to me and my friend.
That's already one.
And... Yeah. They came up and they're like, hey, can we buy you guys some shots? And we were like, yeah. And then they didn't know what to do. They were so lost.
Well, yeah, because after committing to this thing that you didn't listen to completely, obviously, all you heard was, hey, lads and shots. And after that, you zoned out some parts. So the person just heard shots and they're like, yes. And the question is finished and you realize, oh, he was asking if we wanted to drink with him.
No, we were ready to drink with them. Like, they what? Sat and they had the shots with us. But then they couldn't decide what to order. So we had to decide. Where was it? At Molly's. At the bar.
Did you go with work people?
No, this was at Annie's birthday.
Oh, I think you skipped ahead. No. I don't think you mentioned that.
No, it's an Annie's birthday. I just said it was in a bar. Why does it matter when it happens?
Okay, you know what? All right.
Okay.
So something not related to work, apparently.
No,
because we're talking about Jacob. Yeah, oh, I see. I'm following the bouncing ball.
Worst pickup lines. And then I was talking about pickup lines in a bar.
I'm following the bouncing ball. Yeah. We're back. Yeah. We're back, people. I'm sorry.
Tom got lost somewhere in the back aisles.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you tell me your fucking story, all right? Okay. Just tell me the rest of that story. Lay it on me. I'm ready.
Well, then they just kind of stood behind us and didn't really talk to us, like, halfway. Like, a half conversation.
Right, okay. So, from what I understand now, there were guys and they... Because I thought you were talking about word people.
Yeah,
so,
no,
there were the two guys, and they're just like, hey, can we buy you drinks? Then you got the drinks. Then they didn't fucking do anything.
No. They asked us, we said yes, and then they didn't do anything. Like, they
whoa! Whoa! You dropped the ball through the fucking earth. You dropped the ball so hard that it exceeded terminal velocity and drilled a fucking hole through the molten core of the earth. You suck. You suck. You don't go up to someone and be like, hey, baby, can I buy you a drink? And they're like, oh, yeah, buy me a fucking drink. You don't just not buy the drink. What are you doing?
They did, but they were really indecisive, and they made us order it, but they paid for it. And I was like, can you just man up and order
they
a
made
shot?
You
like,
order? Oh. Oh.
They didn't make us. They just asked us, and we were like, okay.
So, basically, what happened was, you guys bought yourself a drink, and they talked to you, and they said things at you.
They bought us a drink by giving us the money.
By proxy.
By giving us the money, not by actually buying it.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, so here's a tip. Here's a little fucking tip. Any man watching this, if you go up to a girl in a bar, or anywhere, really... And you ask them, can I buy you a drink? And if they say yes, you buy them the fucking drink.
No, you just go.
Get the thing you said you would get them. And on top of that, if you're not already following this one bit of advice, do not, under any circumstances, make them buy the thing you were gonna buy them, because that sends a wrong message.
It tells me you can't order, you're too scared to talk to a waiter. I don't know how you manned up and talked to me, a random girl.
When you told me that, I couldn't even get it earlier
in the time. I'm like, you're not getting this? Like, this is what happens.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But
you assume that they bought the drink. Right. You just assume that because they asked it, it would happen.
See, even if it was work related and they say, hey, let's do shots, I would expect those people to buy the thing.
Hey, let's do some shots. Definitely,
even the, you know, I wouldn't put it past the people at work to just be like, hey, you want to do a fucking shot of vodka? And I'd be like, yeah. And he's like, all right, I can see my water bottle. Like, I guarantee you, there's got to be a guy there that does that.
Oh, multiple.
Maybe Tim. T. Call him Timmy. Tim John. Tim?
No. Well, maybe. It'd be whiskey. It wouldn't be vodka.
It would be whiskey, yeah. I'm pretty sure he just gets a Gatorade bottle. Pours the Gatorade into the toilet and then fills it with whiskey.
Fills it with blue whiskey.
No, not even. Yeah. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. God, so our supervisor probably walk up. Is that whiskey? Yeah.
You want some?
Maybe later. All right. Go on. Drive safe. Oh my God. I wonder what the BAC has to be for a PIV. BAC for PIV. What is it?
What's the BAC for a sweet tugger?
For a tug. For a quick little tug. Better than the old tugs. The old tugs suck. New tugs are where it's at. The new wave tuggers.
So, in a proud moment, I'll say we're back to
pride?
Yeah.
Should we talk about gay pride some more?
No. Not the gay's pride. My pride.
My pride. Different pride.
I'm not gay.
Pride Rock? Can we talk about that? That's a good movie. All right, sorry, you were saying.
Okay.
Do you remember the thing?
Yeah, no, no.
God damn it!
This is another thing.
Okay.
I have 101 productivity, which is really good.
Which means she's doing over the possible amount.
I'm faster than...
You're faster...
Than the computer said I would be.
You're faster than the computer can even, like, process you at. Like... Yeah, so 101 productivity. What next?
And I also looked up. I took a picture. I took a picture of a sign that was posted on the bulletin board at work, and it said, "When do I need to fill out an adjustment form?" Because sometimes you had to do something that the computer couldn't take into account to its giant brain. So you have to write it out on a piece of paper and
Or what you're doing is taking too much time.
Yeah. Or get someone high up to sign it. Or they told you to do something else, but you need to... And you sign the thing and you put it in the box and then later they fix it in the computer.
It adjusts your time.
And, yeah. So there was a sign and it said, "When do I need to fill out an adjustment form?" Because I guess people were confused about this. And I really like the no adjustment required section. Because the adjustment required section is all boring warehouse. So we're going to go through this one by one.
So this is what you do not have to write an adjustment
you
for.
You do not get to write an adjustment for this. This is just part of your life.
Yeah, you have to factor this into everything you're doing.
Factor this into how fast you are. Like, you don't get an excuse.
Yeah, right.
Okay, number one, congestion. If you're sneezing a lot, take a Sudafed and suck it up.
Oh, fucking congestion, like traffic congestion, Ariel.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I gotta write an adjustment. I can't fucking breathe.
I thought it was like some dust blew in my face and I was sneezing. Because it gets pretty dusty in there. Like, I would understand if it...
I wouldn't put it past these fucking new people to be like, I sneezed twice. So that's, I think that's, it took me about 15 minutes. So take that off of my deficit, please.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The next one. What?
Just congestion. You thought for sure that it was about your sinuses and not about traffic. Okay, yeah.
This just shows how I don't drive. That shows how much I'm not a driver. I do not know how to drive.
But hey, you give a good tugger.
I am licensed for tuggers. At 101% productivity in tugging.
Yep. It's better than the average.
God. Okay, number second.
Number second. You're on fire right now.
I've worked, let's see, what's 12 times 4? I've worked that many hours this week, so fuck yourself. Okay. The second one. It's getting drinks or snacks. I don't think I can misconstrue that at all.
You know, I was at the goddamn vending machine, and there was so much congestion around it, I just wanted a fucking candy bar. So you're going to have to take about a half hour off on my deficit there, just to cut that off. You know, I probably made time for that. Oh. Any more than the other good ones?
One battery change per shift.
Right. That's standard.
Although, speaking of battery changers, I went up to get my battery changed yesterday, and the maintenance guy was there, and he was doing some maintenance stuff. And that's, Jim. Like, not Jim, the first shift one.
Oh, okay.
I think his name's Dan. But he's a pretty cool guy. He's nice. He installed a fan for me in the trailer that I worked in last year because it was really hot, and he, like, got this fan and, like, jerry-rigged that's it up and, like, positioned it perfectly for the wind flow. Yeah. And I drove up, and I was just like, hey, excuse me, because he was working on something. Whenever you're free, like, I just need to change my battery. And he's like, you know what? Just let me do it for you. And then he told me, he's like, you know what's funny? I have a speech prepared on why I'm doing this for you. Because if a supervisor saw him doing that, we would both be in trouble.
Really?
Because I'm supposed to do it, because I'm supposed to be doing my job, he's supposed to be doing his job.
Right, okay.
And he told me his defense. He's like, I will do it much faster. It'll be either me standing there looking at them do it while I do nothing, or you standing here doing nothing while I do it, and I will go a lot faster. And also, while I'm changing the batteries...
This guy has a lot of time on his hands to, like, think of this.
He said, while I'm changing the batteries, I can look for defects and see if there's anything wrong that I can, like, so I can take it out of commission, like, spot errors.
Wow.
And I was like, you really thought that through? And he's like, yep, gotta do that.
Actually, you know, on second thought, I know a lot of people who think that fast, who are just like, oh, you just do it this way because it's more efficient because X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Meg is really good at that. Oh my god. Fucking amazing at that. Yeah. Next one.
Restroom breaks. So, you gotta go
diarrhea, you better be wearing a diaper.
Yeah. Signing up for overtime, which takes less.
It's literally writing the number 2 or the number 4. That is literally all you have to do.
Next to your name.
That is all you...
And it's right...
How does that take any amount of time that you would write a deficit for it? Or a fucking adjustment?
Spilled palate, less than 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah, if you spill your work everywhere.
That would be a rough palate if it took more than 5 minutes to put it back together.
Yeah.
Stretch and flex.
Taking a half hour stretching and flexing, then you're doing the job wrong, first of all.
Waiting for labels / work. So that 1 minute that you stood there, at most 1 minute that you waited.
You can't adjust that. They will not adjust that for you.
And waiting for replenishment. That's
not you. And we're not talking about drinks. We're talking about, like, this item in your location is not there yet.
Like, if you need more of an item that is there when you get there, then you gotta...
It's a crazy system.
Order more. And you know what? You can go get other boxes and come back. Yeah. And then and you're not waiting.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Like, oh, we can tie it back to Jaybird. Because I just remembered. So, he asked me about Magic the Gathering, and then we went off on that huge fucking tangent. But he asked me about Magic the Gathering, and I'm like, I don't really play it anymore, you know, because I can't afford it, and it's just, it's, you know, whatever. And then
did he tell you were wrong, and that first, you do still play it?
First, he told me I was wrong, and that what I was saying to him was not true, and incorrect, in fact, and that I do still play it. Because he knows what the fuck I'm doing and what I'm up to in my life.
Oh, my God.
So, He then proceeds to ask me, so, like, what do you think goes best with this deck? I was thinking maybe, like, a few artifacts and, like, a green, but, like, what can beat this one card? And I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. I just told you that I don't play.
You know, I would...
But you made it so that I did play, so now in your mind...
You know, I was joking when I said that. I really didn't think that's what he was gonna do.
He fucking did that.
But I was right. Yeah. That is how every single one of his conversations, like,
white gym shoes, people. White gym shoes. Don't just look out for people with white gym shoes. Don't talk to them.
I look out for people who talk to him. When I see people, when I see people like actively talking to him,
and it's
I'm
such
like,
a
no,
shame because the one Raymond guy wears awesome Mario shirts every day, and I just want to say to him like, hey, man, cool shirt. But I'm afraid, because he's friends with fucking Jaybird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best t-shirt I've seen at 3M, hands down.
Hard.
No.
Just that shirt. Come on.
Okay.
Neon green t-shirt.
It's neon yellow.
Neon yellow t-shirt with white Helvetica letters that just says hard. Did it even have a period?
No.
For some reason, I remember a period, and in my mind, it is registers as funnier that it's a sentence.
He wears it a lot, so I'm sure we'll be able to check next time.
Yeah. And this guy's a scary bald man with a goatee, with
tons of tattoos.
And he looks like he should just be carrying a fucking shovel.
We talked about it.
Did I say this exact same thing?
You said the exact same thing last episode.
Well, then yes.
We went off on a biker tangent.
Okay, it's been a little while. Where these two episodes are going to come out pretty close to each other, but the first one was recorded longer
ago.
Like
a week and a half ago.
Yeah, so we've had time to forget everything we said.
And I guess tie or... It's so hard. But it's a t-shirt. It was gray with white letters, and it said, live every day like you're bigger than Prince.
That's awesome.
Because it's great because not everyone knows that Prince is tiny. Like, they know that he makes music. Not everyone knows that he's, like, the size
he's
of a
really,
small child.
It's
like,
funny. It's funny on two layers. It's two levels of funny. Yeah. So that's, and you feel really good about yourself and you're like, oh, it's funny because he's small. And other people are like, oh, what?
And then I, in my mind, thought that Kevin Smith should have that t-shirt because Prince got mad at him when he talked about Paisley Park on The Evening with Kevin Smith. And, like purposely attacked him in the press for no reason.
Oh my god.
So I want a picture. I just imagine Kevin Smith wearing a t-shirt.
Kevin Smith, if you're listening to this, if we have the luck that I want so bad for you to listen to this. If you hear this right now,
I would cry.
Buy that shirt and just tweet it to us. You don't have to send us even a picture. We'll believe you on pure merit alone.
I will honestly believe anything you say.
Yes, as will I. And we're excited to see your movie.
Tusk.
Fucking
it looks amazing.
Super awesome. All right, that's enough of our geek out there. So yeah. That shirt, amazing. You know, I got something to talk about. John Geraci, everybody. John, motherfucking Geraci! Now, for those of you Chicagoans out there, it is not Peter Francis Geraci. There's no relation. Although, I would not put it past, I would not disbelieve that, as it were. John Geraci, this guy... is amazing. He gives these safety speeches once a month.
Yeah, it's like the update.
Like the update,
the check-in.
And basically how our building is the shittiest. At all things safe. We are the least safe to be in.
It was not this shitty, but I gotta tell you, that second shift, defensive driving only. Defensive driving only.
Look out, swing shift is crazy. Crazy.
These people.
We're fast drivers. We like it fast, hard, and loose. Fast and loose. And we like it fucking with sneezy.
People.
With congestion.
People like to just do whatever they want. And they see you doing something and they're like, oh, you're following that rule? And you're like, yeah, I'm following that rule.
It's the fucking rule.
Do you want to work here? You don't have to work here.
Oh my god.
It's like school, so, but even worse.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They say that in school.
I
like,
think about that all the time.
You're the one
just
that's
like
paying
school.
For this.
Yeah.
But instead, you're getting paid for this. Yeah. So,
JJ, John Drace.
GJ.
GJ. John.
JG.
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 John Drace. he always has a PowerPoint with his safety speeches.
And it's the 3M standard.
Now,
3M trademark PowerPoint.
Right, right. And we think he, you know, adds his little own artistic flares because there was something inexplicable in one of the slides. Now, I looked at you when this happened. Do you remember what it was?
Was it when it said June still instead of July?
No.
No.
It was something pretty obvious. Okay.
The robot picture?
No. Okay.
I totally missed this. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I looked right at you and we're like, what the fuck? Did we just see the same thing?
Then maybe I just forgot about it.
Okay. Well, sometime during the slide, I'm assuming he was going for some kind of transition.
I remember.
Yes! Yes! Or like a clip art thing, but fucking. There were like big old bold words that shoot up on the screen. I don't even remember what they were because it was so unimportant for the next thing that flew onto the fucking screen. Blue Star of David. Gigantic. The size of a fucking sun. Just staring you in the face. Now, this man probably just picked a shape and copied it 6 times to make some kind of creative little border.
Jewish star?
But it was...
I think I saw other people looking around, too. Like, other people
like,
being like...
And it's not that it was offensive. It was not that even that it was offensive or startling in any way. It was just surreal enough to get your attention that this man thought, yeah, you know what the perfect, speech bubble to put a word in is? Perfect Star of David.
No, I think
bright
that
blue.
He...
And nothing else in the PowerPoint... was even remotely like that. No
Nothing.
Color, no,
just,
you know, transitions.
Just text that he read verbatim.
He, yeah, and he took a Photoshop class, and he fucking put that star in there.
No, I honestly think that on the 3M standard PowerPoint making machine, that they don't have regular stars because it's trademarked by one of their competitors. So, the only stars available... I think he was like, where is the star?
Okay,
like,
well, we
I
can
feel
use...
like he had a limited number of options, and
we
he
can
wanted
use...
to go with the
We
most
can't use the 5-pointed, and we can't use the 3-pointed star, so... I think, okay, the 7 looks weird. Too many points. Too many points. I don't like that. Okay, there's the one...
sign
we have the
is...
1-pointed star, but that just... I look impotent with if I put that on there.
Don't
think I'm small.
I want to get them pumped.
I want the perfect amount of stars, but I only got this 6er. Yeah, you know what? Let's use that one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the color the kids like these days? Blue. Bright blue. Blue Star David. He didn't even know he did it.
I don't think he knew. I honestly don't think he knew.
There's
it was
no
a star.
Way he knows.
I feel like if he was aware that it was a Star of David,
if he was
he would have
even...
at least acknowledged it or giggle or like a smile.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
No, he was straight
prize.
Up just like,
but
and
just...
now we're going to talk about this thing. And he points Star of David.
He points at
a And he's like, and now we're talking about this thing. And if you look inside the star, there's a few rules that you got to follow.
And... He just blew right through it.
Oh, yeah.
He just slam dunked.
He slam dunked that. that.
Although, if he was secretly just like, I'm going to put up a blue star of David and see if any of these stupid monkeys knows it. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's clever enough to. Or rather, I don't know if he's a good enough actor. Because he played that he didn't know what was going on with that star really well.
Yeah. If he's an actor, then I quit. And
yeah,
my,
and he's the best.
He's my new teacher. I'm done.
Way to go, man. You nailed it. Blue Star Day. I call this monologue. I'll be doing a piece from John Geraci's Blue Star of David.
I was doing a piece from...
And now we're looking inside the star.
I'll be doing a piece from the 3M company entitled July Safety Meeting.
And for the record, a little disclaimer, which I guess is coming after the fact, but who cares? But we're not disclosing any 3M, like, secrets. There are no, like, company secrets we're disclosing. So if 3M or anybody hears this, we're just talking about people.
I'm sorry, please don't sue us.
We're just talking about
the people we work with. I signed a lot of papers. I don't know exactly what I agreed to, but I really hope this isn't breaking any of it.
Yeah, either way, I'm gone after July, so... Yay! But really, it's, in all honesty, it's a great job, I guess. Yeah. You know, it's okay.
It's like a living job. It's not a fast food.
Yeah, it's so many people make an actual living off that.
You can have, this is a financial security type job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Although, God.
Not for art students. I can tell you that right now. Not for us.
I was picking at the same location as a third shifter. And he asked me something, he's like, well, how do you like it so far? And I was like, well, I worked here last year, so I'm just coming back for the summer program. And he's like, yeah, how many more years left you got in school? And I was like, oh, I just have 1 year left, and then I graduate. And he's like, yep, that's the most important thing. Don't let this turn into a permanent job. And then he drove away, and I was just like, ah!
And then,
like,
you never saw that guy again. He's the ghost of an employee who died there, who just drives up to people and like, hey, probably shouldn't stay here for longer than a year. But then he drives through a wall and phases out.
He said it so cheery, and I was just like, ah! I think I laughed.
And then cried. Yeah, there was one of these poor guys. He's one of my favorite people who works there. He's this huge, buff, black dude. What's his
Johnny?
Name? He's the big guy who wears the Superman shirt all the time. He's so adorable. He's the most adorable person, because to most people he'd be very terrifying because of all the muscles and the just sheer mass of this dude. But he is so fucking nice, and like, first, he never stops talking.
even when you just drive on him, he's like, all right. Yeah,
but he like says it low enough to where you're like, what? And you think he's still talking to you, and you're like, okay, I'm leaving.
The second he notices that you hear him, he starts talking to
you. Yeah, he looks up at you. So like the key is to like not make eye contact so much, you know, it's typical stuff.
I think we talked about him the last episode too.
I don't think so.
This shows how memorable these people are.
Well, they get funnier, I hope. But he's the nicest guy, and he's he was talking to me like, God, if I was supervisor here, things would be different. Things would be different. There'd be some good music, first of all. And like, I'd be hard on you, don't get me wrong, but I'd let you get away with some stuff.
Oh my God.
And every time I see him now, I'm like, hey, let me know when you're supervisor, man.
I want to use that line somewhere. Yeah, I'll be hard, but I'll let you get away with some stuff. I'll let you get away with
a little something, a little this and that. Hey, you can shimmy shake it up, you know, whatever.
You know,
hey,
A little horseplay,
but hey, I can be a hard ass sometimes, so don't you press my buttons, you know. Unless it's one of those things that I'll let you slide with. Yeah, and he was like, You're still in college, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, all right, how many more years? I'm like, oh, one more year. And he's like, man, if I went to college, things would be different. I'd be tearing it up, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's talking about, he was just dreaming about him being in college. This poor guy was dreaming about being in college because that job just sucks the life out of him.
He's just started working. He's in a deco. He just started working, like, April.
Oh. Well, then there you go. I still feel bad for the kid.
He's Jesus. 29.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I call him kid because he's got a little kid. He's got the kid charm.
He's got the heart of a child.
Wow. All right. I thought he worked there for way longer.
No.
It sure seemed that way. Made me feel the years of abuse.
That's why he's still doing 12s every day, because full-time... Once he's
full-time, and like, he says that all the time. He's like, do 12s every day, and still blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, All right, man. So that made me think, like, oh, this guy is fucking, like, he's been here forever.
Every morning, he sees me and he goes, Miss 12 Hours, Miss 12 Hours, let's go. And then the whole morning, he doesn't, I don't think he knows my name. He just goes up and he's like, 12 Hours, all right. All right, we doing it, we doing it.
I got another fucking Jaybird story. I just remembered. Oh, God. So, okay. We work with this cute little thing named Lauren. She's adorable.
She's so cute.
Cutest little person.
She's so tiny.
She's so small.
She's like 5 feet tall. She's not like I'm saying this isn't a child.
I just had a vivid image of a baby driving a tugger. Wearing fucking safety goggles and a badge, just dragging.
Steel-toed booties.
Oh my God. He's by the way, they make Doc Martin baby shoes.
God, they're so hip.
Those are some hip parents if you buy those. Really, and they're like $50.
They're really capitalizing Jesus. On this generation.
Take it easy, Docs. I love your boots, but goddamn.
Okay.
So yeah,
Jaybird, Lauren, let's go.
Here we go. So Lauren comes up to me and she's like, hey, Tom, what's up? You know, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, all right. And she's like, so, Jacob, he keeps telling me jokes. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I think he heard from somewhere that, like, he was talking with his friends and he heard that, you know, I really like jokes, so he won't stop telling me jokes, or even like it might have been something like I told him I liked a joke that he's told or something. I don't know, but
somehow he latched on to the idea.
He's like the way to get to this woman's heart is to keep telling her jokes.
Women like and, they like make them laugh, right?
Yeah,
make
absolutely. So, this guy, I fucking saw it twice. She was, like, getting her tugger ready, she's ready to go, it was, like, one of the middle breaks, so we're all fucking tired and haggard and just sweaty and angry, and we don't want to talk to anyone. So, she's getting her tugger ready, and Jakey flanks her. And puts his soft, squishy body in front of her tugger so she can't drive away now. So, he just starts telling a joke. He forces eye contact and starts telling a joke.
With his dead eyes.
And I couldn't make out what the joke was. Something about a bear and a rabbit. I'm sure it was very funny.
I'm sure it was awful.
But he... He was telling a joke, and I just drove away because I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
And then I saw it again at the end of the day. He just, like, corners her by the cubby holes. Just, like, fucking, hey, I got a joke for you. You want to hear it? I got another one for you. And she's like, oh, yeah, tell me the joke.
I think he's trying out different techniques because the technique he tried on me.
And, like, this
was...
guy, part of me. Wants to feel bad for him because he just is completely ignorant to how the world works. But after he said that shit about women, come on. Come on, dude. How can we have respect for you? Come on.
The pickup technique that he tried on me was he asked me my name 3 times the first day I was there.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
I told him my name. I didn't lie to him about my name. But he then called me Ariana. I think he still thinks my name is Ariana, unless someone has corrected him. But unless someone has told him, he thinks my name is Ariana, because I have always played along with it. I'm always just like, yeah, hey. Like, I thought his name was Tyler for the first 5 days.
Right.
Ago.
The point being, we think that he thinks that it's a good idea to forget a woman's name and call her the wrong name.
And then every time after that, really reaffirm, like, you know... You neg her by making her think that you forgot her name, because who even is she? And then you surprise her when she's down low, and you call her by her name every 5 minutes.
And and then, man, she will be that dick.
He learned my
so
name.
So fast, it'll catch fire.
He learned my name.
Yeah.
I gotta suck his
and
D
then,
now.
Dick sucking time. Yeah, that's not how it works. Back to the previous example with the drinks. You can't... That's not a thing to do, guys.
Second, with him and jokes, he does have a history with jokes. He drove up to me.
He has a history with jokes.
So you're an actor? Yeah. You do comedy? Tell me a joke. Like, he commanded me to tell him a joke, and I just looked at him and I was like, I don't know. I'm not gonna tell you. I just kind of looked at him. Once again, my reaction to 90% of the things that those people say to me, I usually just, I'm like, no. Like, there's so many times, hey, will you do this?
Yeah.
No.
Like,
hey, what about this?
Hey, no. you're an actor, right? Do it.
I've heard that multiple times.
That is a real thing that a real person said to me. Okay, now, I understand not a lot of people are really savvy with, like, what actors do and, like, what their process is and what, you know, what it's like to be an actor. Like, I understand. Not a lot of people know that because it's kind of a...
It's weird.
It's a weird thing. And yeah. It's, you know, sparse, as it were. And...
There isn't a TV show about it. That's right. What I don't know.
Exactly. So, people think, but you know... You don't just go up to someone and be like, hey, you're a doctor, right? Do it. It's like, you don't do that to other professions. Why acting?
I love comparing myself to a doctor.
Like, even, like, I can... I can even understand, like... I can even sympathize with comedians, too, because, like, oh, you're a comedian, right? Tell me a joke. And they're like, I don't want to fucking tell you a joke. Because they don't want to tell you a joke. They just want to live their life. They'll tell you a joke when they're on stage. That's when they'll tell you a joke. So, you know, you can, people come up to me, yeah, you're an actor, right? Yeah, do a monologue. I'm like, oh, yeah, here, I got a King Lear for you. Are you ready for this? I don't do that. Actors don't do
that. I'm not prepped 24/7, guys. I have needs.
The only person you really do that to is you walk up to a guy in a deli and you're like, hey, you're a deli guy, right? Yeah? Okay, do it. Make me a sandwich.
What do
it's
you want?
It's the only time. Make me a drink.
What do you want on your sub?
Yeah.
I will tell you exactly what
that's
I
the only time you get to tell someone to do their job. All right? Is when you're ordering food. Or porn. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I make that noise at work. I'm just like, I'm doing something. I'm just like, like, I just have to groan.
Today, I was very vocal with my discomfort today. Oh, man. I was just like, I was driving and I drove down like the wrong aisle and I was like, or I was like on the odd side and it's on the even side. And I drive up to it and I'm like, ah, fuck! And I just backed down and pulled on the other side. And it's like, it's not even that big a deal. Like, I could have just walked over there. But that little insignificant thing fucking drives me nuts at the end of the day. Just, come on, like, when I get a cap palette at the end of the day, I get so pissed. I get so personally offended. Because I'm just like... I got, like, 2 minutes left, and I'm, like, getting this palette done, and it's all ready, and it's like, all right, you gotta put this saran wrap fucking sheet on the top, and I'm like, ah, fucking caps! Shit! Yeah. And I just swear the whole time, and I fucking punch it into the palette. I just drill a hole into a box and shove it in there.
I had two great moments like that today. The first was, thank God there was someone else in the aisle with me, because the cleaner was going around on the giant broom buff thing.
The street sweeper.
It's the size of a fucking car.
It's a Zamboni. He's just
going at so slowly, like the same pace as walking. And then I was waiting to get out of an aisle, and he's about to cross. And then a Raymond needs to get by, so he pulls in a little bit to the aisle and turns off the machine. So the Raymond can get by. And then I was looking at him, jaw open, and then I looked back to the other person in the aisle, like, do you see this shit?
Did you say that?
No, but I looked at him, and then I looked, and then he turned the machine back on and drove away. And then I had to stop. I could have driven away, but I had to just stop and wait.
His solution to the traffic jam problem was to pull to the side and park his fucking little buggy.
His huge buggy, the huge thing. He blocked the whole... I couldn't go anywhere.
Brilliant.
And then I looked at her, at the other person after he drove away. I stopped and I just had to vent to someone for a moment. And I went, yeah, just fuck me, right? Like, just park in front of me. I don't care. I'm not working. Fuck me. And she was like, what? And I repeated myself. I repeated my rant again. And she was like, ha, yeah. And then I could, she wanted to drive away.
So unsatisfying. Like, and you want someone to, like, join with you.
I held her there, and I was like, that's going to be the title of my autobiography if I ever have one. Right. And then she left. And then I drove away. And the second moment was when I got to a location, and it looked like someone had just kicked it in. There was supposed to be 30 boxes there, but they were everywhere, all over. All over the six other pallets next to it, because it was on one of the floor locations.
Yeah.
And I just went, ah, fucking great! And there was, I didn't realize the other guy in the aisle didn't, like, see it. And then I was, like, fucking scooping them all up.
Oh, my God.
And he came over and he was like, hey, did you say something? And I was like, yeah, I saw it.
I do the weirdest shit sometimes. And I'm so afraid that people are going to see me. Because these shelves are pretty obscuring. Like, there's boxes and boxes and boxes. And, like, you can't really see around all these corners. But, you know, you're so bored, you just start doing shit. Like, I was just driving down the aisle, and there was, like, a fucking Kelly Clarkson song on or something. And I'm making fart noises to it. Because I'm so bored. I'm just like... I'm like dancing, like I just have my ear on my shoulder, and I'm just like... And there's a fucking guy around the corner, and I'm like, oh great, that guy probably fucking saw me doing all that.
I'm worried that people will say the really dancey thing I do sometime. Oh, this is something I was going to tell you about, because I realized
this over the past few days.
When we went to Russia, we studied Dranzin Russian movement that they learn at Mahat, which is a lot to do with weight sharing.
Right.
And I don't know if we
mentioned this. We go to Russia for one semester. We studied in Russia.
We went. We did it.
Yeah.
And I realized that I weight share with my tugger because...
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I'm not strong enough to yank that thing around, so I'm always like I bend crazy or something. I put my leg out to be like my tail while I'm doing a turn, like a fucking cheetah, and...
I know. I noticed. I'm like, wow, I control this better if I'm just, like, using my feet. Doing all this gesticulation while I'm driving.
Some fucking spinal waves while I'm driving down an aisle.
It's better than some of these stiff boards that work there.
And I do it, now I do it more. I'm pushing the limits on this to see.
I want to see how crazy I can get my tugger.
Because I'm fucking yanking that shit around.
We could probably choreograph a synchronized tugger.
Sometimes when I see people, that people will do things in perfect unison and they're not even realizing it. And I'm like, they're trained so well. We're going to fucking kill each other. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's the little things. It's the little things that piss you off.
So subliminal.
And it's the little things that make you feel better when you're there.
That make your day.
See, like, doing all those little weird ticky shit when I'm there. Like, when I was labeling boxes one time, I was just like... just, like, slapping the labels onto these boxes. I'm like, you get a label, you get a label.
I heard some people are calling them tickets now.
Tickets?
You called it ticket the other day. You're like, my tickets got stuck.
Did I?
You called them.
Really?
Yeah, and I've heard a few other people call them tickets.
I probably heard someone say that, and it just stuck subconsciously. Because I've never
heard anyone call them tickets, and now, like, these random new people that are just coming in are calling them tickets.
Weird. They're not tickets.
They're a ticket to
You're
what?
Not seeing a show here.
You're a ticket to picking up this box, and this is your ticket to that box. And don't you take any fucking more, and you better take all the tickets because you bought them. And
it's like and it's such a wrong word to be used in our setting. Just think about how weird that is.
It's such a
that setting.
It's a really happy...
Oh, you got your tickets? It's been one. Ha! I used your receipt of the ticket. No, not at 3M. No, gridiron, oh, just God. Fucking... It's a label. And you're driving a personal industrial vehicle. Put it in the discipline square. It is not a parking spot, but a discipline square. Like, are you fucking serious? A discipline square? It's a fucking parking spot. Discipline box. Get the fuck out of here. What, oh, I'm not gonna God. Discipline. I'm, what are you? Come on. Like, all the crazy jargon that they have to use.
Yeah.
It's like, so, do we have fucking overtime tomorrow? Well, we are scheduled to a work factor of 100. Unless more people sign up. And I'm yeah. like, well, okay, there's so, did that like, say, do we have to work overtime tomorrow?
No, they say, they always call it work factor. And yeah. at one time, I asked another girl who worked with Jordan, I'm like, what does that mean? Because she's like, oh, we're at 32 work factor right now. And I'm like, yeah. what does that mean? She's like, that's 32 hours of work for one person to do. Or yeah. like, break it down. Like, basically, so we need 100 hours of all, like, why don't they just say hours? It's hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you call it a work factor? It's hours.
We have 30 hours what? To do this thing. Like, why do you have to call it work factor? That's what it even says on our tickets. It says it on our labels. It's like WF, work
My
factor.
My ticket says how long the show is supposed to be. Instead and of... if you go over it, then you weren't using the proper ergonomic system to watch the show.
Instead of it just being like 42.3 minutes, it's WF for work factor and then that number. So, like, to anyone looking at it, they'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? WF. What fuck? What is that? I don't know.
Well, workflow? I thought it was workflow for the longest
wooden
time.
Wooden farts? What? Wanking Fridays. Like,
Wing Friday.
Wing Friday. Wing Friday, 42. Yeah, just minutes, hours. Why do we need special kid words? You know, it's like they child-proofed a place for
yeah,
adults.
They child-proofed
that's what it's
a
like.
Business.
Yeah.
That's really accurate.
It's like they child-proofed it. Yeah. So that that's... nobody can fuck up or, you know, if you do fuck up, it's very specific. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And they're just trying to minimize the fuck. They're trying to have the perfect child-proof workplace.
Yeah.
There is
I'm
one
back
thing,
to babies on tuggers.
There is one thing on our gun that I don't know what it means, and I legitimately, when I first read it, the first thing I thought of was, like, if you have to go pick up your kid, because there's something on the option that just says child pickup. Like, when you go
no
to the
way.
When you go to the options, like, operator pickup, NPC, yeah. like, look at child pickup.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I need to ask someone. I have to.
What the fuck does that
like,
mean?
I have to ask. What is
we
it?
Gotta
like,
find out.
I really, for the longest time, I'm like, and I've thought about it. I'm like, that's the only thing I can think of. I've never that... heard anything there called a child ever.
No, never.
There is nothing in there called a child.
No. Unless you know, there might be boxes with children in them. Some of them are heavy enough.
God.
I'm gonna let whoever's listening. Use their imagination. I have a lot of ideas and theories as to what that means, but I'm gonna save them.
I was just thinking of the safety cone boxes. They can just tuck them in the bottom of those because yeah. the weight's all displaced.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, that you wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
Something screamed. I'd fucking kick it. I don't care.
I thought it was my gun. I don't know. I just start smacking my gun against the side of a shelf.
Dude, I put that little sticker, I put
all
it over
time.
Every gun,
all
and I leave it. And then sometimes I get the same gun and the sticker's still there, yeah. and I'm like, yeah, people are catching on.
It screams at you. and this like, is another thing. This is another fucking weird thing about this work that makes no sense. Okay, so let's say you have 50 boxes, or 50 labels, and you scan 50 labels, and the gun is supposed to beep when it counts. Okay, now what would you expect? That one would make one beep. But no. This gun makes 14 beeps for one count. So you scan three boxes and you expect beep beep beep. That's what you would expect. But no, it's beep 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 beep.
Yeah, I've tried to count how many it is, if it's three or four, and I can't tell. It's too fast.
It's what?
It's too fast.
What? Who designed that? Who designed that fucking thing?
Who thought that would be a great thing to hear all day?
One beep. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. And then you can kind of count along and it makes sense in your head. It just feels right to your brain. You have an audio thing. You just did a visual and text, you know, tactile thing.
If it was one beep, I think I might enjoy it more. But I think it would be
a little bit satisfying.
It just feels like a rattle in my head.
Yeah. It's... I never really thought about the psychology behind that, but I guess that's what it is. It would
like,
just be...
one beat, like...
It would be beep, so like, satisfying. It would be so satisfying to my ear and to my brain.
We should put that in the suggestion box.
I think we should. And back it up with all of this very scientific thinking.
These two kids. These two college...
These two fucking brainiacs over here. They got a good idea.
They worked here for a month. They think they know what's best.
Yeah. It's just fucking, weird shit. Well, we're coming up to the end of time here. We're going to try and make these shows about an hour long anyway, because there's a lot to talk about, and we go off on stupid fucking tangents.
They're the best, though.
They are the best. Yeah, we had some good times here. So, if you're out driving, watch out for the congestion.
Make sure your goggles are on.
Make sure your goggles are on. And, you know how we're... Here's how we're gonna end these shows. I got the perfect thing.
Okay, what is it?
All right. I'm Tom.
I'm Arielle.
Let's go out there, stretch, and work safe.